Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. In the last 2 weeks, the Patriots have largely defeated their opponents, one at home and one on the road to a division rival. And there's certainly a lot to be said about the execution on offense and the improvements on defense, but what about the power of special teams? Don't overlook them because they've had a big hand in those big wins as well. The Patriots consider themselves a family, and why wouldn't they? They celebrate the triumphs of a season together, and they share the hardships of the ones that got away.
6 seconds to go. Snap, ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. Kick is no good.
The Patriots special teams unit is nothing to disregard. From their captain, Matthew Slater, down to the rookies who are trying to prove their worth on the field, the special teams unit has snuck up in some big plays in the last few weeks. And as any eager fan would want to know, what changed?
You know, we haven't changed anything. You know, we just continue to approach things the same way we always have. And sometimes you're fortunate enough for things to happen in your favor, the ball to bounce the right way in your favor. And, you know, we've been able to have that the last 2 weeks, and hopefully we can continue to have that moving forward.
And when you think of a team sitting at 8-3 on a 5-game winning streak, approaching a chance to clinch their division, special team contributors may not be the first ones who enter your mind. In the past 2 games against the Colts and the Jets, the Patriots have scored twice on special teams. Through the power of punter Zoltan Mesko's leg, they've executed efficiently and put themselves in good field position, making it tougher for opponents to get down the field. Special teamers don't have it easy. They may not be the most popular part of a team, but sometimes they are the most critical part of a game. And while it's not necessarily their job to score points, give them the opportunity and you might regret it, much like Rex Ryan did on Thursday.
I think those are huge momentum plays. When you look at a game, you know, you're not counting on the special teams to score every game. It's just not realistic for that to happen. But when it does happen, it brings a huge momentum swing to the game. And, you know, in the case of the last 2 weeks, it's been huge for us as far as getting the momentum going and allowing us to get some separation against our opponent. But like I said, those are those 2 games. Now we got to play the Dolphins, and hopefully we can continue to have success.
Yes, the Patriots are a family, but the special teams unit is one of its own.
We're a very close-knit group of guys. You know, we understand what our role is in this league. We understand how we're going to keep jobs in this league, and we take a lot of pride in what we do. And we have a great group of guys this year, you know, with Nico and Tracy being kind of the elder statesmen of that group, and they have a lot of knowledge to pass along to the younger guys like Nate Ebner, who's done a tremendous job for us. So, you know, we're a close-knit group. We spend a lot of time together. We meet together quite a bit with Coach O'Brien. So, you know, we have fun together, and we take a lot of pride in what we do.
Do you have a nickname yet as a unit?
I don't think we have a nickname. Maybe we should work on one.
Working on a nickname for the special teams is something that takes a backseat this week as they get ready for the Dolphins. They have a chance to secure the AFC East, but it won't be easy on the road. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.